Folks, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and My World Live with Stu Scheer. We broadcast live all over the world. If you come on over to the Trim Radio Network and you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, we'll show you how easy it is to do. All you have to do is message us. Anyway, any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We expressly deny any and all legal liabilities regarding to any type of health, professional, medical, anything. We want you to do your own research, and that's exactly why we have this on here as our disclaimer. Anyway, if you come on over to Trim Radio Network, you will find some great merchandise, which helps us stay on the air. So we change this up a little bit tonight to make it a little easier for you. Anyway, that song right there, Leave It to Beaver, that's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion, just no cussing, no swearing. And without further ado, here is Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't know about you, but we had a gully washer last Friday. I mean, we had heavy rain like you wouldn't believe. And where I was at, we had about 2 inches of rain, which for around here is pretty heavy. And elsewhere, they had 3 and up to 5 inches of rain down around Cincinnati.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, I went out to dinner and met some friends, had dinner, and they said, well, we need to go to the Fish and Game Club. Could you drop us off there? I said, okay. Well, there was a farm field next to the big parking lot that they had at the Fish and Game Club in Troy, Ohio, and the water was getting ready to flow over the parking lot. And I told my friend, I said, hey, do you have a rubber raft? Because you're going to need it by the time you leave. And I finally saw him at Lodge the other night, and I said, look, I said, do you take a rubber raft? He said, no, we had a big high boy 4x4. But he said everybody else was sweating. Now, I mean, that's how much rain we had. The rivers went way up. Fields were flooded, and I thought I was going to get nailed. But we made it through. No big problem.
Always,
and we've got a,
always
we've got
good
a big
to hear.
Weather alert for everybody too.
We need some of that rain down here to get rid of the pollen.
Oh, don't worry, you're going to get it.
All right, Stu, it's I'm out of here. I'm going to let you talk, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll see you later. Hey guys, I hope you had a good week. And as like I was telling Michael, it was like raining like crazy on Friday, last Friday, and it stopped finally Saturday, and we've been trying to dry out all this time here in Western Ohio. Right now, the old weather thermometer says we're at 41 degrees here in Western Ohio, and I'll tell you, we've got another storm on its way, and I was just telling Michael about that before the show. And so everybody on the West Coast, listen up. There's going to be another atmospheric river to pound Central California. And it's going to happen on Thursday morning. That's what they're looking at. And what's scary is this river atmospheric river is like about 2,500 miles long, and it's going to hit the central part of Florida. Not Florida, eventually Florida. It's going to hit the central part of California. And so what is snow up in the mountains, when this river comes in, it's going to be warm and it's going to melt that stuff. And all of the reservoirs are going to fill up. But you could have a lot of flooding too, so be careful. I was listening to BP Earthwatch just before the show, and he was explaining this, and he said, you know, if I were you and you lived in the upper regions of California, up in the mountains, he said, I'd head over to Nevada for a while to get away from all the wet. So that's what's coming down the pike. Well, anyhow, Michael does his disclaimer, but I have to do mine. So nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. because we're live. Well, hey, we always do some shout outs, and I was checking people today that I normally cover, especially on YouTube, and I was picking up a lot of information, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. Anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network at trimradio.com. We've got a lot of good shows, and you know, I do two shows a week, and one of them is My World, and then on Sunday at 7 p.m., of course, that is going to be Money and Change / Financial Preparedness. And there's a lot of stuff that we have to go over this Sunday, so you have to tune in for that at 7 o'clock. Big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Like I've always said, it's a really good school, and you can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctorate. And they have good facilities, great professors. They have great students. They really are. And if you need financial assistance, they do give out scholarships. And I think the most I've ever seen on a scholarship is like $25,000. That's not bad. So you want to check out the University of Findlay. They've got three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. One is the HAZMAT, Hazardous Materials location. And if you heard anything about East Palestine, that was a HAZMAT situation up there, Hazardous Materials. And the University of Findlay is just a few schools in the United States that have that training. They have a separate campus for it. They also have the equine campus, and that's for veterinary students, pre-veterinary students, and equestrian studies and so forth. And it's a good campus. Then the main campus, and that's a good one, that they have all their classroom buildings there and so forth. Fantastic staff that work there, very dedicated people, and I'll tell you that the professors are great. They are really good, and the class size is not gigantic. I know when I went to Ohio University, some of my classes were like 300, 400, 500 students, and we were in a big poorly lit auditorium trying to take notes. It's not that way at the University of Findlay. You're lucky, I think, if you get any more than 30 students in a class, and that's a good teacher ratio, 30 to 1, 20 to 1. It's fantastic. I know when I was going there, I had one class in my senior level class where we just had 8 students, 8 to 1. And it was a lot of research and a lot of writing. So I think we were doing the professors thesis for his doctorate. All kinds of stuff. But anyhow, check out the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio, www.findlay.edu. Also, a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And we've posted on our Facebook page some of the pens that Phil has done at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Check him out. He's on Facebook, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's the center part. So check him out. Also, a big shout out to Money and Change. Every Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And also on Wednesdays, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. And it's Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Oh, and speaking of time, hey, we have to set our clocks ahead on Saturday. Boy, is that going to screw up our lives for a couple of weeks. Every time they mess with that, turn ahead, turn them back, and fall back in the fall, and spring ahead in the spring. And it messes with my internal clock. Mine's not a Rolex, it's more like a Timex. But anyhow, make sure that you spring forward an hour for Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time. It's for golfers and business people. You know, golfers like to get out and have more light when they get off work so they can play more golf. I'll tell you the story about me playing golf sometime. It's a good laugher. Well, anyhow, back to Big Family Homestead on YouTube with Brad and Krista. They had a lot of information there today about things that you should have during an SHTF, you know, when the hooey hits the fan. And they covered everything. It was really great to see where they measured up on what I needed to have versus what I think that I should have and so forth. They're great people. They used to be down around Cincinnati, Ohio, in Mason. And I got to meet them and talk to them. I've chatted with them before. They're great people. Now they're out in Wisconsin. It's the frozen season right now in Wisconsin. And just about April, it becomes mud season. And then after mud season, probably about the beginning of June, then you can start planting crops and doing things. Other than that, it's mud season. Big shout out to Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Great people. I corresponded with them, and they're down in Wiggins, Mississippi, actually just outside of Wiggins. They bought some more land, and they're in the process of setting up more crops and getting their high tunnels ready to go for crops that they grow inside the high tunnels. Check them out, Deep South Homestead on YouTube. Dave Kobler on Southern Prepper One. I've known Dave for a long time, and I'll tell you what, with his Boots on the Ground show, that's probably at least 3 to 4 times a week, and maybe more. It just depends on the information that comes in. And he gets information on the economy and all kinds of things. And he covers that on his show. He's a busy person, but he goes out of his way to take all the news reports from common people like you and I, and he puts it on his show. And it's great. Southern Prepper One on YouTube. Also, Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell, he's in the process of setting up a little outpost, I could call it. He's building a campsite, and it's taken a lot of time to do, and it'll be worth it when it gets done. Also, Nate at Canadian Prepper, he's on YouTube. He's also on Facebook, too. And he's the gloom and doom guy. I mean, he likes to say, oh, the world's coming to an end and so forth. Some of his information, I think, is factual. Matter of fact, probably all of it is. But I don't think we're such as gloom and doom as he thinks. Also, I noticed the last show, I didn't show you guys the GMRS radios. Now, you can get these for a minimal fee of about $35 for a 10-year license for these things. This is a Wotion, and it is a nice radio, and it's got all kinds of stuff. And if you get into what they call SHTF, you know, when the hooey hits the fan, these radios can listen in on everything that's going on. I mean, one day I was in the car and I had it on, and I was picking up little things like FBI, justice system, and so forth. And they aren't on very long, but all kinds of stuff. Plus, I can talk, and I can talk to people up to 10 to 30 miles away, depending on the terrain. And good thing to have with you, okay? And I have more than one, trust me. I always keep more than one of these radios because I may have to have something set up in the block where I live, and I can give one of these to one of my friends and say, okay, we'll set it to a certain channel, we can talk back and forth. And you can tell me if anything's happening at your end of the block, and I can let you know about mine, and somebody could be 10 blocks away or a mile away, mile and a half away. Instant communication back and forth if you have problems, and that's the thing to do. You can get them from Better Safe Radios. That's one of them. There are a lot of places, but it's an Ocean, and they spell it Wouxun, and it's great. You can get no weather and all this kind of stuff on it. You just have to have the frequencies programmed in, but a lot of frequencies already are. But if I were you and we start getting into difficult times, you could get them off of Amazon, or you could get them off of Better Safe Radio. They're great. And you can get one for $35 on up to this model, which is the KVU-9G. I was about, I think, $179 or $235, I forget which. It's loaded, and it comes with everything. I mean, it's great. But it's good in an emergency situation if you need to listen to see what's going on, or you need to communicate with somebody. You can do it on GMRS radio. It is great. Boy, a lot of stuff's been going on. I told you guys about the atmospheric river that's coming in from actually the South Pacific. And California's been hit hard enough. Well, it's getting hit hard again. And that just popped up on Zero Hedge. But BEP Earthwatch is another one that I cover, and he goes into it in a lot of detail. You can also go to weatherunderground.com. Sometimes it's known as Wonderground, but it's weatherunderground.com. And you can check for your area the weather. You can do radar, you can do satellite, you can check precipitation, you can check weather stations, temperatures. There are a lot of things that you can cover on that one website. And it is relatively recent, like, I mean, 15, 20 minutes away, 10 minutes away. And it's good to have that. And I know when we had all the storms last Friday, I was watching that for probably half the afternoon, and I was thinking, okay, are we going to have a bad storm coming? And then the storm hit, and it was just heavy rain and more heavier rain. And I watched it go from green to yellow to bright yellow to bright red. And I was looking for purple. And anytime you see purple on the screen, that's a tornado. And we had some tornadoes around the area, and that's always one thing. I've been through, I think, three or four different tornadoes. The one I was within 300 feet of a small tornado, and luckily there was a dip in the railroad tracks next to where I was, and the funnel dropped down in the railroad tracks and then followed that. And it got to a certain point, and the tracks were then level with the fields around it. It jumped over and literally picked up the roof on a big factory and just disintegrated it. Didn't hurt the building, it just took the roof off. And that was something to watch. And that was basically a clean tornado. It didn't pick up a lot of dirt or anything as it was coming towards my direction. It was a scary event. Like I said, I've gone through three of them. Close calls. I don't want to get hit by one. I've also been through a hurricane down in Florida. I don't want to do that again. They're kind of interesting and they keep you awake. And you learn how to bail water out of every crevice in a window. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. But that's what was going on last week. And this week we're kind of drying out. And I think what's going to happen is about the middle of next week, I think we're going to start getting rain. And then Michael was complaining about all the pollen that's down in South Carolina. Well, I think if the storm still has water in it or moisture in it, he's going to get rid of his pollen, get a car wash, a few other things. So that's coming up this next Wednesday and Thursday would be about the time that the storm would go through. Oh, so what's happening in my world? Man, it's tax time. Have you gone to an accountant to do your taxes? Whoa. I usually let the accountants do it because they know all the ways to get around certain things legally. I don't like to mess things up and suddenly get a fine. They avoid that. They're worth the money. But taxes, there's only two things in life, death and taxes. And so taxes are coming up. I think it's August 18th. And if you have to pay an estimated tax, that house also has to go in at April 18th, and you get stuck twice. Hopefully I get a refund next year. This year was a little bit different. Oh, another big thing, my mom's birthday was yesterday. And she passed away about a year and a half ago. So we do a few things to honor her, and it was on my Facebook page and so forth. She could be really funny, and she had a good sharp wit at 95 years old. And she was part of a group called the Margarita Girls. And they were all high school classmates from Greenville, Ohio, the home of Annie Oakley. And they get together like four times a year. And they always have dinner at a restaurant and they just shoot the breeze, have a good time. And then they go to somebody's house and they have margaritas. And one of the gal's daughters was a professional bartender. And so she would tend the bar and everybody would have margaritas. And I jokingly said, well, Mom, are you going to go to the meeting of the Schlossenkrocht sisters? She said, what? I said, the Schlossenkrocht sisters. You know, somebody gets snockered, they call them sloshed or crocked, so I combined them together and formed a good German backwards name or whatever, but anyhow, it's the Schlossenkrocht sisters. And she said, we don't have that much, maybe one or two, and we have a good time. And that was a highlight for her to get out and go to Greenville, and Dad and I would take off and we would go to different places for lunch. And then we'd have to come back to what was then the Fairlawn, which is excellent food. And then pick Mom up and then take her home. Or if she had to go to the Maid Rite, oh, you had to go to the Maid Rite. If you haven't been to Greenville, Ohio, you have to go to the Maid Rite. It's not like what they have out in Iowa or Illinois, whatever. It's different. And they're always busy. there's always a line of cars through the drive-through. And the seating on the inside is very little, but we would always go out for mom's birthday, and she'd always want made rights or something else. And then she would have the margarita girls, and actually mom was the last margarita girl. She was the last one out of about eight. So that was her birthday. So we celebrated yesterday. Well, anyhow, a friend of mine, he's going to be running for mayor in Troy, Ohio. And, you know, with all the train wrecks that we've had, you know, the one up in East Palestine, and then we had one in Springfield. Springfield's about 40 miles from me. East Palestine, it's way up by, in the Cleveland area. And you wonder how safe the railroad tracks are. Now, going through where I live, we have a railroad track that's CSX, and it goes right through the east edge of town. If there was an accident there, it would cut off Route 36 and 75, and it could really make a mess. And so I really feel for the guys up in East Palestine, and they had a similar situation in Springfield the other day. But it was, the train just jumped the tracks. And you wonder why they do that and what the maintenance is. Well, anyhow, Bill, who's running for mayor, he told me, he said, I'm worried about the train bridge in Troy. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, it's eroding. It's decaying, it's rusty. And I said, well, you got to check with the Federal Railroad Commission, I think it is. Anyhow, which he was trying to do to find out what the damages were, whether or not they had checked the bridge. And they have a very simple thing for checking bridges. Needs repair, doesn't need repair, and it's not very detailed. And if they had a derailment on that bridge going across the Great Miami River, that would cause a problem for a lot of people from Troy on down south to Cincinnati, because that's the direction the river flows. And I started looking things up about the trains and derailments and everything. I tried to do research for the show for infrastructure, like roads, bridges, airports, things like that. And all the money that they put into it, I think there was something like 200 and some thousand bridges. And a lot of the bridges are not in good condition. And we pay all this tax money and it goes to Washington, D.C. And then it comes back to the states. But does it all come back to the states? And I know they divvy it up for different types of programs and so forth, or different projects that they have. And they may have one big bridge. Like in Cincinnati, they finally said it's going to be, I think, $2 billion to put a bridge right next to the current I-75 bridge in Cincinnati. And it's a double-decker bridge. And the new one, I guess, is going to be just a single deck. It'll be right next to it. Why? Because there's so much traffic on I-75. It is pathetic. I worked in Cincinnati. I know what Cincinnati traffic jams are like, both on 75 and 71. And it's, the motto of Cincinnati is you can't get there from here. You always have to take a different route if you're going east to west, and it's a mess. And even if you get on the side streets, to go from east to west. You're always going to be changing different streets. It can be a nightmare sometimes, especially at rush hour. And I've lived in Cincinnati, and then I moved up to a place called Mason, Ohio, and Kings Island, if that rings a bell. And the traffic there was bad. I'd have to drive it in every day on 71. And I-71 was busy, so naturally I would try to be on the road by 6:30 in the morning to be down at the office by 8 o'clock. Usually I was there about 7:30, unless there was an accident or something. So traffic in Cincinnati is bad. Well, the bridges are part of it. And the bridges are not in good shape. Bridges here in the county where I live, they're in generally good shape. We have a couple of bridges that need some work. But think about the ones in Cleveland, what we used to call the Big Blue. It goes east to west, close to downtown Cleveland. And it's a huge bridge. And you've got other bridges across the state of Ohio that are in need of repair. I'm thinking, well, what's going on? Locally, we don't have any bridges needing any repair, except the one in Troy. And where I live, the only thing that we're worried about is the streets used to get paved, and now the new city manager says, oh, we're just going to pave every 5 years or so. And they're just doing patches. We had some nice roads. Then all of a sudden, financial cuts and everything else, and it's total turmoil. It's going to be a trip. I mean, we used to have smooth roads and not a lot of potholes. Well, of course, it's Ohio. You're going to have potholes. But it makes you think about the infrastructure that we have. And then getting back to the derailments, you know, you have in Springfield and Cleveland, and you had some down in Mississippi and other places. Last year, there were 280 derailments on the mainline tracks, down from 294 in 2021, according to an article that I was looking at. And then how many train accidents happen a year? Well, basically, it's down, but they had 3,216 non-fatal occupational railroad injuries and illnesses reported in 2021, and 66 were attributed to highway rail crossing incidents. And then I found out that up around Cleveland, a train and a dump truck collided early Tuesday in Cleveland, killing the train conductor as he stood on the side of a car, according to the authorities. And a big dump truck hit the train. And the conductor, I guess, was dead on scene. And if you look at the trains when they're switching, the conductors will hop on and they will hang on to the side or be at the back of a railroad car or on the side of the train. And they hang out, they have a lantern that they use to signal that they're coming and so forth. It's a hazardous job. But obviously, the guy driving the truck wasn't paying attention, and he hit the train at the crossing. And it said here, when the dump truck, which was carrying a full load of limestone, approached a stop sign at the Cleveland Cliffs Cleveland Works plant, steel plant, Cleveland police said in a written statement, the truck, I got to turn the page on this one, I can't read the screen, had stopped and moved forward and hit the front left side of the train as it moved through the crossing. Which is bigger, the train or the truck? Who has the right of way? It's the train, not the truck. And the guy was killed. Then we've had big fires. Oh, Cincinnati. Oh, man, they had a fire. It was a 5-alarm fire. And it was in an old warehouse that was due for eventual demolition. And it was in the Camp Washington area of Cincinnati. And it's kind of run down. I think about the only thing that's good in Camp Washington happened to be the chili parlor that's there. And Cincinnati has a lot of different chili parlors, but Camp Washington chili, back when I was down there, was the best. And you had Skyline and Gold Star and so forth. Camp Washington chili was the best. But around there, it's just warehouses and some apartments, and that was it. Well, anyhow, this building was due to be torn down and new apartments and other businesses built on that site, which hasn't been done yet. But this was down on Arlington Street in the Camp Washington area, and it was a mess. It was a big fire, and the building finally collapsed on itself, and it's a mess. I'm finding a lot of places are burning down. Why? Why are big manufacturing places burning down? What's the reason? You know, they had a steel stamping plant up in Cleveland that caught fire a few weeks ago. And then they had, of course, the train wreck and fire over in Palestine. So all that's going on. There have been fires at food manufacturing places. Are they being set intentionally? There's something about a series of events, and we've had a lot of different fires at different places, and I wonder if they're being purposely set. I look at trends, and it kind of scares me a little bit. What happens if the food production goes down because of fires, places out of business, some type of disaster? What are you going to do for food? Are you prepared? And you know I talk about this all the time. I've done it for like 10 years. Have you paid down your debt? Have you put some money aside? And you're saying, it's the old yada, yada, yada. I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't necessary. And with events that are happening around the world, if you haven't started prepping now, I don't care if you're in college. I don't care if you're out on the farm. I don't care if you're different places. You have to prepare. So pay down your debts. Don't get into heavy debt. Pay it down. Don't buy a house until you've saved up at least $30,000 or $40,000 for a down payment. And only take the mortgage for 15 years and pay it down as soon as you can. But pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, whether it's canned foods, you go to Kroger's, you go to Wally World, Big Bear, Giant Eagle. I guess in Cleveland, they kind of call it the Big Bird. But you go there and you start stocking up on stuff, and an extra $5 a week or an extra $10 a week, every time you go to the grocery, get some extra food. It's going to come in handy. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Put some more money aside for incidentals, like, do you have the proper clothing for the season? It's going to get warm around here. We won't have a lot of snow, thank goodness. And if SHTF happens, we should do okay until fall. But you have to be prepared for everything. And I just saw something on, it wasn't YouTube, it was I think maybe Zero Hedge. One of these days I'll be able to set up the screen. I'm still learning this camera. and some of you are able to see what I have on the screen and see me up in the corner someplace. I'm still getting used to it. And Michael was going over this before the show, so now I'm getting someplace. But anyhow, there was somebody, Ziddy Cat, Ziddykat, and this looks like it was on Twitter. And he had a picture, and he said, what would you, if I told you that all of this was engineered to condition the masses to accept this? And he showed pictures of the pandemic and people with masks that don't work and electronic passports and so forth. And then he said, well, we've got digital IDs, digital currency, social credits, 5G smart cities, transhumanism, and war against dissent. And I thought about that and I said, is the world going nuts? The liberals have their woke things. Well, that's being debunked. People are saying enough of that. And then we have people with masks, you know, during the epidemic. Now they're coming out that, hey, the epidemic was most likely man-made, and that masks don't work. When I go to see the doctor, I don't have to wear a mask when I go in unless I've got a cold. Other than that, that's it. I go in, the doctor wears a mask, but I don't. And then you have, for example, you go to church and people are coughing and so forth, and you're thinking, oh my God, how many shots did they have? Well, I had a friend that she was there and she had had all the boosters. So she's had like 4 shots and she comes in and gets in a coughing fit. Well, because of that, I don't like to sit close to people. And if a lot of people are coughing, I will get up and I will leave. Because I don't want to come down with the woohoo flu. I've known people that have had it, and they said it's quite nasty. I take my vitamins, I get my sunshine, I get my fresh air. And if I can find some ivermectin, I will take and use that or keep it aside, so in an emergency. And ivermectin does work. There've been people saying, oh, it doesn't. It doesn't, it's horse paste. And other people are coming by, oh yes, it does work, and it's a very cheap drug, and they want you to take the most expensive stuff. I don't know. Do you look at going to a homeopath, naturopath, different type of doctor? Sometimes I wonder. I don't know. I mean, I get confused. Other than, I just want to stay healthy. You know, I'm going to be 75 years old. Maybe 50 years ago, you were lucky to get through 65 or 70. Now it's up to 95, 96. An industrialist in my town, his brother just passed away. And they were in the propeller industry and hardwoods and so forth. And he passed away at 95. Well, that's a good age. I'd like to make 95. I'd like to make 100 and still be able to do some of the stuff that I used to do. But who knows? And I don't know why these viruses are just popping up. I don't know about the virus pharmaceutical companies, whether or not they make something and then get a cure for it and say, take this pill and you won't get ill. It's scary out there. You know, I saw something on Tucker Carlson, and it was about the January 6th, 2021 Capitol protest. Or some said it was an insurrection. It was mostly a protest. But they showed the videos on Tucker Carlson, I'll get it right. And I watched several different sets of the videos. I get the feeling that they were hiding something from everybody. I don't know. That's me. You might have a different outlook on it. But something tells me that somebody's not telling the truth. And when the truth gets out, those that weren't telling the truth are going to be in some deep doo-doo. Maybe the SHTF happens then. I don't know. I'm a pretty peaceful person, but if somebody's been lying to you, what do you do? You don't trust them again. I don't care if they're a politician, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. I don't trust them. And that's just the way that I am. And that's it. One thing that came up, and I'll go through this quickly. Easy budget basics about doing a budget. I just put that video up just before the show. Budgeting on a low income, easy tips and ideas to keep it simple. And Living on a Dime produced that video. I also put some stuff on the burn off. Was it an oopsie up in East Palestine or Palestine? And what you need to know about radiation sickness. That was an important part. Also, Porch Time 2023. You got to check it out with Danny King. Okay, that's on our Facebook page for My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. You know, I don't know what's happening in your world. If you just let us know, join our group on Facebook. It's free. And, you know, let us know what's going on in your world, because there's a lot of stuff going on. And from what I've been hearing, things are not going to get better. I hope they do. I really do. But sometimes I think, oh my God, I'm a pessimist. I'm not. I'm a realist. I like to see things as they really are. And if somebody's lying to me, then do I listen to them again? Probably not. If it's a politician, never. If it's a doctor, never. You know, I'm on an electrical device now. I have to report in every so often. It says, well, how's your blood pressure? How do you feel? Do you feel depressed? Have you taken your medications? Have you done this? Have you done that? 10 o'clock every day. And if I miss it, it beeps and beeps and beeps and beeps so that I answer it. So at 1 o'clock, they get a download that says, oh, his heart rate is, his blood pressure is, his pulse is, this is how he feels. Sometimes things can be good and sometimes they can be bad. Well, we've got just a little bit of time, and I've got some funnies I thought I would add in. Oh, and one thing before I forget, daggone it, a friend of mine, Terry Hemmert at WXRT in Chicago, has been posting a lot of stories about the musicians and recording artists that she has met through the years. I'm wondering if Terry is writing a book. I went to school with Terry in high school, and our class is a fairly close-knit class. And we get together for reunions, and we get together for class luncheons at least, I think, 3 or 4 times a year. And occasionally Terry comes down from Chicago, and I'm going to have to ask her the next time I see her if she's really getting ready to write a book. Well, there were some funnies that, getting away from Terry, there was some funnies that I saw today, and I thought I would just go ahead and read them. Managing your weight around the holidays just requires a little planning. For example, I took the batteries out of my scale on Wednesday. I love that one. Then a nearsighted guy is at a fairgrounds and he goes up to a concession stand and the lady is there, you know, taking the money and providing the food. And he walks up and he says, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." And that's a concession stand and not a confession stand. Here's something to think about. A car's weakest part is the nut holding the steering wheel. We had one here the other night. Somehow this guy was getting chased and he jumped the curb, knocked over a small tree in a front yard and hit a house, got out, ran, and the cops got him. Seems like he was a frequent flyer at the local Gray Bar Hotel. He wouldn't want me as the judge. Being a frequent flyer, I'd say, "Well, we'll give you about 5 years to think about it. And oh, by the way, we're going to give you a big sledgehammer and a rock, and you break it up into tiny little pebbles, and it happens every day. See you in five." No need for a repeat offenders. Here's one. I don't understand why people have to get ready for bed. I'm always ready for bed. Only lately, I can't get more than 2 hours sleep a night. Maybe it's the car chases and the sirens and stuff. I have no idea. You know, if I waited until I had all my ducks in a row, I'd never get across the street. Sometimes you just have to gather up what you've got and make a run for it. Have you ever noticed that all instruments searching for intelligent life are pointed away from Earth? Did you ever notice that? The most intelligent person I ever met was Dr. Edward Teller. And I met him during a lecture at the Battelle Memorial Institute in Columbus. And he was the father of the H-bomb. Very intelligent person. He was a Hungarian. And boy, that was one of the smartest people I had ever gotten to talk to personally. It was great. Here's something to think about. You want to see social distancing? Loan somebody some money. Isn't it true? You loan somebody some money. So if someone gets paid back or they borrow something and it doesn't get brought back. You know, when I was in school, somebody would forget a pencil and you'd loan them a pencil. And then they take and they use it to scrape out stuff out of their ear, or they'd suck on the pencil and get it all slimy, then go to hand it back. No, you can keep the pencil. You can keep it. I'll tell you what. It's something else. Hey, here's a question. A mandate isn't a law. It's when two men go to dinner. That's a mandate. I don't know about that one. I don't think I've ever been on a mandate. I've been to parties. Guys and girls. Or a Super Bowl party with guys and beer. And pizza. You have to remember the pizza. Hey, a burglar broke into the house. And I put a red dot on his chest. And the cat did the rest. Have you ever heard of a serval? It's a Savannah cat, beautiful cat. They're about the size of a large dog. I mean, a large dog. But they're beautiful. But you can't have them unless you have a vet that can take care of servals. I saw this on Facebook in the movie section, you know, the video section. Beautiful cat. And it's very well mannered and so forth, but I'd hate to get it angry because, man, it's got fangs on it and it's something else. But that serval, the cat, that cat would do the rest. It would probably take the burglar, chew him up, spit him out. You know, I got myself a senior's GPS. Not only does it tell me how to get to my destination, it tells me why I wanted to go there in the first place. You know, for most people, when you lose your khakis, you've lost your pants. When you're from Boston and you lose your khakis, you can't stand your car. You can't start your car. Can't get that one. I wonder why they wrote that one up. I tried the Japanese method of decluttering, where you hold every object that you own, and if it does not bring you joy, you throw it away. Well, so far I have thrown out all of the vegetables, the electric bill, the scale, a mirror, and a treadmill. I haven't done that before. I have not actually been able to go out and get rid of things. And then I finally get fed up with it, and then I start tossing things. Well, hey guys, we're just about done here. You know, Michael's due to get back in here
Michael's here.
because we've got 4 minutes to go, dude.
Three.
Two, one. That's all I've got, gang. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Stop back and listen to us on Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Sunday at 7 o'clock. See ya.
And that's it, fellas. We'll see you all later. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And we will see you Sunday, as he says, on Money and Change at 7 o'clock. Thank you for joining us on the
Bye.
Trim Radio Network. We've got a lot going on. Anyway, folks, take care. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.